Welcome back, and for the second year in a row, it is an honor to be at Dave Noble's home down in Blooming Prairie, Minnesota, joined by his son Mark Noble, and many will recognize the name Noble for racing here in southern Minnesota. And Mark, the reason I'm here is we want to talk about Steve Yagi's racing reunion coming up on Saturday, March 11th from 11 a.m. to 4. And this is actually the third annual. And what an awesome event. I missed it the first year, but I heard so much about it, there was no way I was going to miss last year. And it was incredible.
Yeah, it was. It was a lot of fun. You know, the first year, I think we might have had, maybe 150 people come through there, and a lot of drivers, a lot of fans. Then last year, I think Steve, he kind of estimated there was close to 400 people that came through. Yeah, it's just so much fun. You know, of course, myself watching my dad race and the other guys, you know, in that era. It's so fun to get the guys together, and they're getting a little older, of course. They all look forward to coming to, you know, see their old racing competitors and whatever. But yeah, it just got a little bit bigger, and hopefully it doesn't get too big, you know. But it's just real casual, laid back, have a little sandwiches, some food there, and racing movies going on from the 50s until probably into the 70s, you know. Last year we had some old race cars there. Somebody brought Mert Williams' old 56 Pontiac, just the way it was raced. They got it out of the woods and kind of knocked off the heavy stuff. It's just a lot of fun.
Dave, I know last year they had the first coupe that you ever raced on display there, and that was drawing a lot of attention, and it was so neat to see fans coming over and shaking your hand that hadn't seen you in 30, 40 years and bringing up stories from the past. It's just great to reminisce with all the fans and the old drivers you used to compete against.
Yes, I really appreciate it. It's a very good time, and it's been a big part of my life and my son Mark's. I hope we have a good turnout again. I'm sure we will, and I look forward to it.
Dave, over the weekend, I actually found the 1973 Cannon River Speedway end-of-the-year newsletter talking about their party and get-together at the American Legion, and it had the points standings for the year, and Dave Noble was the track champion that year.
Yeah, I guess so. I had a good year there, and I had a lot of other good years, but something special about Cannon River.
Mark, we were just talking off the air that your first race, you actually showed up late, missed the heat, had to tag on to the back of the feature in the 24th position at Cannon River Speedway, and came from the back of the pack and won the first night on the track.
Yeah, that's, I guess that's right. That's something I'll never forget. Going there, I was having trouble loading the car at home. And naturally, my dad, he's kind of known for being late, and I was too. But we got there, you know, like I say, we missed the heat race. Had a 57 Chevy, and of course, I had an advantage, you know, with my dad helping me set it up. So when I got to the track, it was a good handling car, just run good. And it was one of those things, everything went my way, and all of a sudden, I was in the lead, and we ended up winning it.
I'm sure many race fans will remember this when I say it, but you could hear the entire grandstand stand up and cheer when they saw the yellow hauler pulling off Highway 14 onto Austin Road, and they seen you about a mile away coming down the road, and they knew it was going to be a good day at Owatonna.
Well, yeah, Owatonna's always been a special place, you know. Growing up watching my dad race there and all the other guys, you know, and it took me a long time to actually win in Owatonna, you know, meaning, oh gosh, I probably raced there 6, 7, 8 times, you know, and always ran good, but I just couldn't win it. And then finally that first feature we won, it was a fair race. You know, it's kind of a hometown thing and very special.
For all the fans and drivers listening out there, if you want to have a great time, Saturday, March 11th, Steve Yagi's Race Shop, 11 a.m. to 4 p.m., just south of Rochester. It's located on County Road 8, and it's just behind the airport. You can't miss all the cars sitting in front of his race shop. For more information on the event and an address of Steve Yagi's Race Shop, see cowsfm.com/dirtshow. And Mark, I know we'll see you there.
Oh, yeah, for sure. This will be the third time we've done it, and it's just so special just to see the guys that raced in the 50s and 60s and 70s and even beyond that, you know, because like I say, every year it seems to get a little bigger, and it's just a real laid-back, fun day.
And, Dave, I know we'll see you there, and I'm looking forward to it.
Yes, I'll be there for sure. It'll be a great time.
Thanks for being with us.
You're welcome.